Blog Talk Radio.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
What is going on, Moose fam? It is your host, Fallen, here, alongside with Jason Blaze and Crazy Yeti Killer. How are you guys doing today? We'll start off with Blaze.
Not bad. Can't complain. I'm feeding my kids some fucking spaghetti here. It's all over the floor, but we got some serious business tonight, so we can wait.
Every show, you're always feeding, you're always in the kitchen doing something.
Since I'm in the kitchen, bitch.
We should do a segment, Cooking with Blaze.
I forgot to do that. Yeah, it's Sunday.
Yeti, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, fantastic. It's opening night.
I know. I'm excited.
MHL, at least.
How do you feel? Yeah, I think you play tonight.
We'll talk about that later in the show when we get to the MHL portion.
All right.
First off, we're going to recap the AHL draft. I'm going to list off the teams, who's on whose team, who got drafted where, and we can pick and part each team and what their weaknesses is and stuff like that. So let me open up the schedule. Here we go. Okay, so the rosters are for we'll do Airborne Infantry first. He got AC/DC, Distant Duck, Fur Beach, Hollywood Bob, John Monkey 20, Quantum Tech, and Sniper 0270. What do you guys think about Airborne's team and the team he drafted?
Blaze, you can go first if you want.
I think he has a pretty solid team. I'm not very familiar with some of his team members though, but I mean, he definitely had a game plan. Draft night, he didn't get who he wanted necessarily, but I think he does still have a solid team.
Yeti?
I think he's got a pretty solid team. I like how he's got AC up there, you know, who's always good in the party, and he's pretty decent forward. He could play any position pretty much out there. Sniper, now there's the person that I'm intrigued on this team. Everyone knows he used to play in the league. He used to play a goalie, I'm pretty sure, back in the day. And now he's playing up front. And it's interesting to see what he's going to do with Airborne this season.
Well, the thing is, who's their goalie?
I'm pretty sure, last I checked, it's going to be Airborne playing net. Or if not him, it's going to be Quantum Tech.
Because I can see their forward line. If Airborne's playing the net, I can possibly see their forward line being AC/DC, John Monkey, and Hollywood Bob up front.
Yeah.
Defense-wise, I don't really know.
I think Sniper
will be lefty. I don't know who plays right field on that team.
The only person if Airborne's not in net, I'm pretty sure he'll be playing on defense. Maybe on the right side. If not, it could be Fur Beach, maybe. That's the only other person I can see on that team probably playing defense as their starter.
I can really see. I like this team forward-wise. I think their forwards are gonna do really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Moving on to the next team is Jason Blaze will be able to comment on this because it's his team. He got Dominator Silva, Drop the Crap, Hockey Mike, Irish Diesel, Junie, Meth, and Zelo. Now, Blaze, going into the draft, did you get every single player you wanted, or did you... scramble for some picks?
I did have to, panic for some picks. As you can hear, my daughter is celebrating my draft team here. But yeah, I got the majority of the team I wanted. There is a few players I didn't want, but I didn't get. That's fine. I think I still have a pretty solid forward lineup with Hockey Mike, Dominator Silva, and then possibly either Zelo or Junie. Drop the Crap and myself will play defense, and then Mets will play goalie. So I think it's going to be an all right team this season. What's going on?
Yeti, what do you say about Blaze's team?
I like his team. I like how his goalie is for sure, Matt. I think he is probably one of the best goalies going into this draft. Even though Trills went first overall, I still think Matt's the better goalie. And he's got a couple of veterans on here that have played in the league and know sixes and know how to play the Moose-style hockey in Hockey Mike, Drop the Crap, Irish Diesel, and Zelo. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be on the start, who's going to be cracking the four lineup, and how they go.
Now, what I really like what Blaze did here was we all know Blaze can play goalie too. So if Meth is ever missing, Blaze is never down a goalie. And with Blaze being my affiliate team, that him drafting a goalie too also even helps me out. Because even if Zelo can't play and Irish can't play, or not Irish, is Baker, I can always call Blaze because you can call up the captain in emergency use. So that's one thing I like about Blaze. But as for his forward line, I like the forwards he drafted. I scouted Junie 93. Solid player. Irish Diesel, I haven't really seen much of. Hockey Mike apparently tore the AHL up last season. From what I've heard, I can't really say anything because I didn't see anything from the CHL. And Dominator Silva is a pretty good forward too. Now with Drop on defense, if Meth is the goalie, that means Blaze plays defense. Do you really trust Blaze playing defense?
Hey, I played in MHL playoffs as defenseman with you, nonetheless.
That was like a long time ago. That was like desperate measures.
Hey, we still won. Don't worry about it.
All right, the next team we got here is Donnywood. He drafted IMI Toka, Jets Killer, Krejci, Michael Scott, Sabby, Upshaw for MVP, and Jerome. Now, what round did Upshaw go in? Because if he went late, I'm gonna say that's probably a steal. Because I would say Upshaw is like probably a second, third round pick in the HL. I'm checking right now.
He went second round, and which is surprising. I thought he was going to go in the first round there. That's for sure.
Well, you would think.
But yeah, this is a team I really like. Donnywood, he filled it up with veterans here and some solid players. Like, as you said, he's got Upshaw, He's got Jetskiller, who's playing forward. He's got Toke. And himself, he's pretty decent. And then he's got some decent fill-in players, too, like Wasabi, who's pretty decent, and Michael Scott and Jerome. This team's going to be the one team I think is going to go to the – it's going to be competing for the championship.
Blaze, what do you say about Donnie Wynn? See, the only thing about Donnywood's team that kind of worries me is their goaltending in Krejci. I was able to scout this guy probably a week before the draft, and he literally told me that that was his first time playing sixes goalie, like even touching the game in like 2 months. Now, do you think that'll have an effect, or do you think he'll just start getting warmed up right now?
I honestly don't know. We'll have to see.
Hey, what do you have to say about what I said?
Oh, sorry. I don't think Blaze Hurt actually was paying attention to when he said the question, so you want to tell him it again?
Yeah, well, before I tell him the question again, we got a caller, so I'm going to bring the caller on the air.
Okay.
Caller, are you on the air? Who is this?
Hey, this is Ken from Raymore. I just wanted to say, great show, guys, and Legion's a tool.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, Legion has ginger nips and Blue Liner has blue balls. Also, Saint likes to suck off the knob of Sidney Crosby.
Now, what do you have to say about Jason Blaze's team?
I think he's a fucking idiot. He doesn't deserve to captain, and we should get the team away.
Okay. thank you for
thank you for the call, Ken.
No problem.
Okay, so should I repeat that question?
Yes, please. That guy was a tool. I had to mute myself.
Okay, so the question was about Donnie's goaltending in Krejci. As I said, I scouted him before, and he said that he hasn't played NHL 16 in like 2 months. And this was like a week before the MHL draft. And the HL draft wasn't that far after. So do you think he'll start playing a little bit more now that he got drafted? Or do you think he's coming cold?
I think so. I mean, last season I didn't play a whole heck of a lot myself. So we'll have to see. But typically with goaltending, you either have it or you don't. It doesn't matter if you don't play a while or if you play a lot. If he does have the talent of playing tender in NHL 16, I think he'll be fine, honestly.
Okay, so that's covering Donnywood's team. Let's go on the Homebrews. Homebrews drafted C.K. Benson, Hubs, as we all know, Ken, he changed his gamer tag again, so really don't know what to call him anymore. We got Drop, we got 2113, Ted Teddy Bear, and Shadillac. Yeti, what do you have to say about Homebrews' team?
This is another team that's going to probably do well this season. Again, Homebrews, he went for probably looks like the same strategy as most captains did. They stocked up on the veterans that played in the league before. The CK Benson, Hubs, I don't know anymore. Drop, Tomb, Ted Teddy Bear. I'm pretty sure he played a season or two before. I don't know who the Shadowlack guy is.
But, I think he's a newcomer.
He's a newcomer? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, this team's going to be another one of those top teams. They're looking pretty tough as their team picture looks like. They got Arnold Schwarzenegger. So I guess they're looking big, and they're looking to stomp out Legion.
I'm sorry, did you say Donald Schwarzenegger?
I said Arnold.
Arnold, get Papa, or else I kill you.
Okay, Blaine, so what do you have to say about Homebreeze's team?
I'm not familiar with half his team, honestly. I know Tom is a one of two players. Tomb Tom, whatever the fuck his name is. His name's Tom, so quit being a chode. Anyways, I think Drop's a solid player. I don't know anymore. I believe that's his goalie, am I correct?
Yeah, and that used to be Cam Nets.
Okay, Cam Nets is pretty solid, so I think they're going to be pretty set for Nets. Do you know who's playing defense for this team?
I'm going to say Homebrews and Drop.
Yeah, and you know one other thing I want to say I forgot to mention is Homebrews and Drop, they have played a lot of Moose together. They've been on a lot of the teams. They've been the same pairing, so they got some chemistry right there. So
yeah, for sure. And
I really like what he did on forwards here. I like the way C.K. Benson plays forward. Really strong forward, good on the forecheck, so that's definitely a good plus for Homebrews. Especially to us all knowing C.K. Benson as a goalie, him stepping up his forward and playing the way he played for me in scouting games, he's going to be one of the top players in the NHL.
Yeah.
Besides hockey, Micah.
Yeah, except for anyone on Jason Blaze's team.
Oh, well, yeah, I think, the one person who's going to challenge Hockey Mike is on your team already there, Blaze. This is Elo. I'm pretty sure he led the league in points in the AHL last season.
I think he did, too.
Yeah, and goals. So, again, steal from picking up late.
Let's go on to the next team. I'll hand this one off to you first, Yeti, after I list the roster, and then we'll let Blaze do all the talking because I bet Blaze has a lot to say. This team is Legion's team. And he drafted Bullbreed, CBK Tryhard, DeGrishmeister, Hydro Joe, Philly Fan, Pounders, and 37 in a row.
Okay, well, Legion, he did pretty good, with his draft to a point. I watched into the draft, and while doing the draft, I noticed that a lot of players, and he was pretty upset because a lot of players he wanted were going. But one thing I did know, come to find out a couple of nights ago, is that everyone was scouting DeGrishmeister as a defense, not Legion. Legion was scouting him as a center, and I'm telling you, man, this guy is pretty good at a center. The fall to this team, I think it's going to be probably in the back end, Legion and Pounders. With 37 in a row playing net, I think that's going to be a little bit of an issue. We all know how Legion likes to play, aka Enforcer D-Man. And other than that, we'll pass it off to Blaze because I know he's sitting there antsy.
First off, I want to make a remission here. The stats we were looking for Zelo and Hockey Mike were from season 14, not last season. However, still solid. Going back to the Gingers fucking team, which ironically its name is Checkwork Orange, because Gingers are fucking orange. Anyways, I think he does have an all right team, but couple players I did want. One of them was DeGrishmeister as a defenseman. I was hoping to pick him up second round, but Legion got him first round. That was a smart pickup by Legion. Otherwise, I'm not too familiar besides maybe Legion himself. Philly Fan is pretty solid. and 37 in a row as a goaltender. I haven't really seen him play net much, but I've heard great things about him. And we'll see if he can backstop Legion. Otherwise, we'll probably see Legion rage and play net himself, which we all know is a fail and a half.
Like Yeti said, though, this team, to me, from what I see, it seems like they'll do all right on offense. It's just their defense that's going to be holding them back a lot. Like, they're going to have to really rely on their offense to score a lot of goals. I don't know if their back end will be able to keep the puck out of their zone.
Thank God Ken Fording calling for Legion's team. That was suck.
Going on the Gru, Gru drafted, don't mind me if I get this wrong. I'm going to go with a code 25.
I just say BCO, BCO 25.
Well, let's go with that, BCO 25, Cobra Commando, Fantastic 25, I am Squint, Bishop, Joel's Nation, and OG MP40 Killer. I just want to say something. I think Gru was listening to us when we kept saying that Fantastic was going to go first overall. He didn't. He went second overall. So great job to Gru for listening to us and drafted himself a really good forward right there. Yeti, what do you have to say about Gru's team?
Well, I do like the whole Fantastic pickup. I think this team's going to rely on Finn up front a lot. I'm not going to hold it to them because they were all separated, but I played with mostly Gru's team and some of Legion's team last night in the little lobby. And let's just say I was not impressed by either team. This team's going to rely on their offense. Squint's going to have to play some solid defense back there to make up for what happens in front of the net.
Yeah, well, let's see if this team can play their defensive game. Blaze, what do you have to say about the Grizz team?
There's a few players that I am a pretty big fan of. For once, Gru is a solid player himself. Cobra Commando, he's a very versatile guy. He can pretty much play anywhere up front. He can also play defense, so he is one of those utility guys that you do want to keep around on your team to fill up holes just in case. Obviously, he's going to rely on Finn to put up all the points or most of the points for the team. Squint's going to have to do a good job this season to protect the net, and well, we'll have to see how this team goes.
Yeah. Now, does anyone, their goalie is Bishop, if I'm correct. Does anyone know anything on him?
Tampa Bay fan, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, no. What makes you say that?
Yeah, I don't know much about him in net. He was playing wing when we were playing, and yeah. Maybe that's why they weren't that impressive.
I guess we'll have to wait till the beginning of the season and see how all these teams make out and who's playing where. Going on to the next team, the last team that we have to cover is Marine Mike. He drafted Barry Wong, Eagle, Linux, whatever, Mr. Burger Burt, Trillix, Young Christian, Zebra Tango. I'm going to go to Blaze at this one. Blaze, what do you have to say about Marine Mike's team?
Well, first off, the guy had to use my fucking name in his team name. Fucking idiot. Anyways. Just looking through his team. Not too familiar with half his team, honestly. I know Zebra Tango is a solid player. He's a good character guy. He's definitely going to lead the upbeat in the locker room. I heard great things about Young Christian. Never personally played with the guy. Trills, from what I understood, it's Blue Liner and Marine Mike or Magic Mike or Game Mike or whatever the fuck Mike he wants to be called these days. Trills is a solid goalie. He was shutting down MHL caliber players. Sorry. And that's one of the reasons why he went first overall, is influence from Blue Liner. That and Paul Warrior's mom is yelling at him, "Hey, Jordan, can you take out the garbage? I think this team is Paul Pooh."
Okay.
Hey, Jordan, are you there?
I think we lost him.
Bad film.
Yes, I think
Mommy's
it's mom.
Gonna tuck him in tonight. Anyway.
All right. Well, yeah, Marine Mike. He did with the surprise. Have the surprise of the draft by drafting Trills first overall, which did start a fury of goalies going in the first round. Which he said was his game plan, and if that was true, it surely worked. Other than that, yeah, he's got some solid players. Well, he's going to rely on young Christian, I think, up front mainly. Zebra Tango is probably the most likely defense they got. Other than that, this team is going to, it's got a question mark on it for me. Yeah.
What I can say here is I like how you drafted Eagle. Eagle played on my team last season, unfortunately, before I had to drop him. He's a really solid player. Doesn't really finish, but he's a really good passer and knows how to get you the puck. So if Marine Mike could possibly trade for a goal scorer, this team will be dangerous.
Yeah. Okay.
That basically wraps up all the AHL teams. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? How the draft went? I wasn't there for draft night, so maybe you guys can fill some stuff in. What happened? Any news stories?
Well, I got a lot of phone callers in, if you want to say anything about that, Jordan.
Sorry, I already told you guys my game went into overtime. I wasn't able to make it.
It was an interesting night. Blaze is cutting in and out, so I'm just going to keep on talking here.
Now, good question. How many times did you hear Blaze yelling and screaming and cursing into the radio? We'll try to make a pick.
Not at all, actually. Blaze is pretty content on the radio. He did make every pick on the live, pretty much, except for a couple of his later ones. Mind you, though, he was we were talking and laughing at the things that were going on in the party. Oh, not sorry, the party in the chat. But yeah, it was an eventful night, and I'm excited for the season to start. I know you are.
I think me and Blaze can't wait. Now that we're done talking about all the teams, out of all the teams, which team do you like the best in the AHL?
I think it's going to have to be Donnywood's team right now. They're the team that looks like they have the most complete team in the AHL. They have some offense, they got some defense, and they got some goaltending. As you said, it's going to be a question mark with Krejcik if he took a little bit of time off. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. That's the team I'm going to want to watch and keep my eye on.
Now, what I didn't say about Donnywood's team, I totally forgot. The player he drafted, Jerome, all I can say is he's a really solid player. I played with him in LG for a couple seasons, and he was my winger. He played on the same line as me. He's a solid player, so I really like how Donnywood picked him up. Blaze, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you want to say who your favorite team is? Other than yourself.
I don't know. They all look pretty.
I don't know. He said, are you in the fetal position right now?
Yeah.
In the corner, rocking back and forth.
Quick walk. You know what? I think I'm going to say Homebrew's team. I like who they have in net there, and I like their defensive system. I don't think there's going to be a lot of emo about players playing because they got Tom or Toom or fucking Too Late for Dinner or whatever the fuck he wants to be called. He's only a part-time player, so they don't have to worry about fielding him every single game. And then I like Homebrews, and I like drop on defense. So I think the protein parts might be a team to beat. They're going to be a defensive juggernaut this season.
Okay, so I'm going to go with my pick now. And my pick is obviously going to be Jason Blaze because he's my affiliate team. And not only because of that, I just really like the way he drafted. I like how he got Hockey Mike, who was a stellar pick last year. I swear I almost traded for Hockey Mike last year and called him up. But my team was a loss, so I didn't want to make Mike suffer. And I didn't want to have to hear Mike because I know how he likes to chirp me. But I know all these players on this team, so I know who I'm calling up. But I definitely like I said before, I like how Blaze drafted best as goalie. And Blaze can play goalie too, so it works out in his favor too, because if, let's say, Mess can't make it, Blaze goes in net and he throws someone else on defense or forward, wherever Blaze is playing. Anyways, that's going to wrap up the AHL portion. So we're going to move on to the MHL now. We got some games coming up. And I am pumped. Before we get into the MHL portion, I just want to say that the new issue of Moose Magazine is available now. So if you want to see it, I think you just go to the homepage and check it out there. Or you can just go to the chat room and type in magazine, and it'll pop up right there, and it'll say issue number one, Moose Magazine. There you have it.
Oh, dude. Watch this.
There has been no trades confirmed.
No trades yet. As far as I know, no rule ones yet.
Other than... we know who, but we're not going to mention it no more.
I will be saying this, though. Jordan, you fail at shouting out the magazine. They're working on the second issue of the Moose Magazine. The first issue was released last night.
Well, if they haven't seen the first issue, they can go see it, dumbass.
Yeah.
You said the new... Oh, never mind.
But anyways, in the second edition of the Moose Magazine, there's a promotion at Us Media starting. We're not going to release anything. You got to check it out on the Moose Magazine first.
Is it what I think it is? Because if it is, we kind of need those start coming in. Like, as of tonight...
Yeah, and now we might as well...
We might as well just mention it. Cause...
All right, or, yeah.
Did we mention it or we just wait for the magazine to come out? It's being finalized now, so it's going to be coming out tonight.
What we can say is we won't say what you can get for doing it.
Okay, yeah.
So, Moose fam, listen up. The Moose Top 10s are coming back. All right? I plan on bringing it back. Yeti and Blaze are here to help me, too, if they want. I just kind of threw them on the spot there. but the way you submit the Top 10s is I'll be creating a forum post on the forums every week, and I'll say top 10 week one. All right, this week will probably be just the MHL because that's the only games that will be played. But MHL and the AHL top 10s will be combined depending on how many submissions we get. Now, for you to know what you get for submitting top 10s, that's where you have to go to the magazine. Is there anything else you guys want to say about that?
No. That's it. The articles, it says everything you need to know and requirements.
Stay tuned for the newest edition of the Moose magazine. There's going to be lots of content on there. I know Vic Lev's excited for it. I'm excited. Yeti and Fallen are both excited. They're creaming over each other right now, in case you haven't heard.
We're gonna cut that part out. We're gonna go into the schedule for the week one of the MHL season. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm hyped. I'm like really hyped. Yeti, I don't know if you're hyped too.
Oh yeah, I'm pumped. I'm not as pumped as you are because you played.
So we'll get into the first series, which is tonight, Sunday, March 13th. That sounds so gay. Anyways, tonight we only have one series going on, and it's Team Luckton versus Team Fallen. I'm not going to comment on this because my team, of course. So what do you guys have to say about this? We'll start off with Yeti.
First off, I think you have a big challenge ahead of you, Fallen. You got like the top team in the league, I think. Well, one of the top teams in the league going up against you. It's going to be tough. You're going to have to watch that forecheck and grind from Mullet and SBDR up there, and you also got to keep an eye out on Spoon because, you know, the chemistry between the brothers here and how he could play. So, I think it's going to go 2-1 for Luckton. I think you guys are going to win one in overtime, but I think Luckton's going to come out with 5 points.
Blaze, what do you have to say?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Ow.
That's why I said.
What?
You're just what? Super loud right there.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I'm sitting there eating my mic here. All right. I think you're screwed, Jordan. Play this.
I was trying to be nice about it, all right?
You're fucked. Straight out fucked. I mean, from what I understand, you're gonna have a modified roster than what you see for tonight. That's right. You heard him poaching one of my players already for tonight. So we'll have to see how that goes for you. I like your defense, but that's pretty much it. You can't finish worth anything.
You haven't seen me the past couple days, then. And the chemistry that me and my forwards have.
Dude, you're like a fucking stormtrooper trying to shoot someone. Fucking always missing, but keep firing. You fucking suck.
Anyways, is that all we have to say about the series tonight? Please, what's your prediction?
No, I think you're gonna win. I'm just
really?
Yeah, I honestly think Fallen's gonna win.
You really think
simply
he's going to win?
He's my affiliate. And, I mean, we're building a dynasty together. So I got to send some positive motivation towards Jordan's way.
All right. We're going to move on to the next series you got here. And we're going into Monday. The first series you got on Monday is Ice Cream Truck versus Saint. What do you guys have to say about that series? We'll start off with Yeti.
Let me look at the team here again. Yeah, as you were tonight, Saint is fucked. I think he's going to get swept by Ice Cream Truck here. Sorry, but Ice Cream Truck seems looking solid up front, and he's got some pretty solid defense. And as we all know, Ice Cream Truck's probably the best D-man in the NHL right now.
Blaze, what do you have to say about Ice Cream Duncan versus Saint?
I mean, we got the power dual couple of the Moose. You got Cidu and Dalai Lama playing. Lightskin is an awesome center. I don't care who you're asking. Lightskin, he just makes me want to cry because he didn't come down to the age. So, honestly, I think Saint's going to rely more on Lightskin. And since he's underrated, I think he's going to win the series. Not by much. I think it's going to be split down the middle, but I think Lightskin's going to win it for Saints team.
You actually think they could go up against the offensive line of Crazy Legs, Sia, and Bardown?
I think so, yeah.
No, I have to disagree with you. Lightskin, yes. Great player. Great job by Saint for picking him up. But I agree with Yeti on this one. I don't think Saints team is going to be able to handle Ice Cream Truck's offensive, bar down, Sia, and Crazy Legs. We all know what Crazy Legs can do at center. We all know he can put the puck in the net. Same with bar down. The only thing is, Ice Cream Truck has to control Sia and bar down in the party together.
That is going to be a fucking hilarious party to be in.
Fucking Ginger's Ginger pubes.
I'm gonna say though, Ice Cream Truck's gonna sweep Saint. Yeti, did you give your prediction or?
Yeah, I already said Saint's gonna get swept.
Okay, so Blaze is the only one that technically never gave his prediction, just said that Saint's gonna win.
I said fucking Saint's gonna win. It's gonna be close, but he's gonna win.
Is he gonna sweep or is he gonna win two?
Like I said, it's gonna be split. I think he's gonna win by maybe a game in overtime. That's about it. I think he's gonna be able to grind this series win out.
All right. So since that series is covered, going on to the next one, we got Cracker Joe versus Stoy Jopa. Now, Yeti, you're probably not going to want to talk about this series, but if you want, you can.
No, I'm not going to talk anything about the series.
All right, so me and Blaze will take over. Blaze, what do you have to say about Cracker Joe versus Stoy Jopa?
This is a little bit awkward. A lot of people don't know this. It's going to be a battle of MAHL Antler Cup champions. BC Renton going up against his former teammate, Stoy Jopa. Looking at both teams, they're both pretty stacked theoretically on paper. It remains to be seen how Cracker Joe's team's going to mesh together. They are mostly vets with the seclusion of BC Renton, but he's also a solid down-to-earth guy who complains a lot, even though he doesn't complain. And then on the other hand, you got Stoy Jopa that has B Grips and Rosés and Thug, and of course Saini. Then Stoey himself. Fuck, I don't know who's going to win this. I think this might be a more so a offensive series. If Yeti can actually score. Well, judging by the fact that he has kids, I think he can score. Unlike the rest. Sorry, Moose Sam. Sorry.
I'm just going to cut you off right there. Honestly, nothing, Yeti, nothing against you. I know how good you are in NHL, but do you really think Cracker Joe's defense can hold off the forward line of Saini, Durogier, and Jopa?
Yes.
I don't know. I know Hatch is a good defenseman, but really, I could see them abusing BC Renton's side. I don't know. I think Joe's team's just gonna, no offense to Eddie again, but I think Joe's team's gonna end up sweeping this series. That's again if Saini plays, because we all know Saini has that availability issue where he can only play like certain games.
It's gonna see how the chemistry is there. Honestly, I think there's gonna be a lot of scoring this series. But for the Cracker Joe, Crazy Eddie Killer for the win.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give it to Stowe. I'm gonna give Stowe three out of it. Oh, well, I'm just gonna say Stowe's gonna get the sweep.
It's going to be, all I'll say about this series is gonna be a hard fought series, and it's gonna be a good series.
Again, like I said on draft night, though, I really hope Cracker Joe's team can go out there and shut me up and prove me wrong. But we'll see. We have to wait till Monday to see what happens. That pretty much wraps up, because there's no series on Tuesday, and our next show is Wednesday, so we can cover everything else on Wednesday. So that was pretty much it that we have to cover. Our short show today. Hopefully it picks up when the MAHL schedule kicks in too. Maybe we'll have games every single day.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to Saint. He's calling us out in the chat box. Shout out to Crazy Eddie Killer and Fallen Warrior for also hosting the Moose Media. We probably should figure out a better name than Moose Media. We sound like a bunch of generic pricks.
So why don't we go with Moose Radio?
I mean, back in the day, it was a Flam Fam show, so maybe we should get something original, you know, not something that is owned by Rogers and Timmons.
How about we should do kind of like a poll and post it to the...
What should the media team be called?
Yeah.
For sure.
What should our show be called?
Before
we can even play it in a magazine. Who knows?
Well, I can say this. We're not going to hang up anytime soon because we have a special guest caller calling in.
Oh, God.
Caller Legion.
So is not Legion.
There's no one on. The fuck are you up about?
Just wait and see.
Go ahead. So while we wait for the caller, do we got something to fill some time with?
We can talk more about the top 10s. Cause apparently, I think I made a mistake on how to submit them from what Vic Love is saying there in the chat.
Dude, apparently, this is fail. Should
call it. All right, he's calling in. Don't worry. But apparently, to send in your submissions, it looks like I'm going to have to go, or whoever's getting the video, is going to have to go to Xbox DVR. Are you able to save clips from there? Anyone know?
Save clips on there. Big Clips saying you're a fucking idiot. Well, I'm calling you a fucking idiot because he says use xboxdvr.com and it's the easiest thing ever.
Yeah, you just type in your fucking gamer tag and it pulls up all your clips.
I'm just going to shut up now. Put it like that. I'm just going to shut up. The more I make myself look stupid. Like, and I mean even more stupid than Jason Blaze taking a shower in the middle of a pre-draft show.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
I don't think I'm ever going to get that image out of my head.
Do you know the story behind that?
No, I don't. I don't want to know.
Dude, no, why? Please tell.
Okay, whatever. We'll do story time with Blaze on Moose Radio.
All right, so what happened was Moen Theory apparently had all this content for that radio show and the draft show for Kuzi to go ahead and edit. And And the fucking guy's like, oh, I got in a car accident. I lost all my shit. So literally 24 hours away from the draft show, we had nothing. So me and Koozie made so much filler that season. And I was up till a good 3 o'clock in the morning editing that set of footage. We eventually got out, and it was an all right video. But, I mean, that led to me being in a shower. Obviously I wasn't naked behind there, but, you know. Well, it's not much, not any more nudity than Legion's fucking nipple, but.
I remember that for Jeff, and that was scary.
His fucking ginger nip.
Okay, enough of Legion's nipples getting too much airtime now.
You see that hair flowing in the wind?
It's going to make Legion jealous. What's going on with the collar?
Yeah, dude, you have to really smash the keyboard.
Dude, I'm not smashing it. It's my keyboard. I'm going to get rid of it. It's so annoying. I'm talking to the phone right now.
A 1990 fucking one. The old school ones. Everyone should know which one I'm talking about. I used to get in school in the 90s. Click, 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 click.
No,
sound like a typewriter.
It's a TC eSports keyboard. It's a gaming keyboard. Because, you know, I love my gaming. It's more than I love girls.
We all know you love playing with yourself, Jordan. It's okay.
Okay. So, it looks like we're just going to end it because my caller was playing too much of this division that he passed out and he woke up too late to call in.
I know who the caller is now.
Yeah, you were supposed to call in earlier. Take a guess.
Right?
Yeah. It was our president, Blue Liner.
Oh, fucking blue balls, man. Way to go, blue balls. Fuck, man. This guy dedicates so much serious business to the league that he doesn't get laid ever. And I'm sorry for the guy. The guy's got permanent bags under his eyes. So, I mean, fam, if you're going to do something, please be reasonable to the MEC. This guy's put so much dedication in. And, I mean, holy fuck, man. When he does draft shows, he likes to get drunk for you, too. So, shout out to Blue Liner. And drunk, sandbaggy looking motherfucker.
All right, guys. So I guess with that being said, I guess it's time to end the show. Again, a little bit of a short show today. Hopefully we'll have a busier show on Wednesday, but things will definitely start picking up once the AHL gets underway. So any final words from Blaze?
Shout out to my penis. Always standing up for me. Even behind my back.
Yeti, any last words?
See you on the ice there Wednesday, Saint.
All right, imagine all
you're going to be seeing is everything from your back.
Okay, so with that being said, I guess we're going to end the show. Luckton and your team, see you guys on the ice tonight. I'm looking forward to starting the season. And we'll catch you guys Wednesday, 7 p.m. on the next show. So this is Fallen, Blaze, Yeti, signing out. Peace, everyone. Open up the champagne pocket. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where.